Hi, I'm David Fettes, reflecting on Dr. Roy Clauser's views that he expresses about creation. Dr. Clauser says that a fundamentalist approach to Scripture is based on the encyclopedic assumption, the notion that Scripture contains inspired and thus infallibly true statements about virtually every conceivable subject matter. Now, rejecting this approach, Dr. Clauser suggests that the biblical writings are first, foremost, and always about religion. In his view, Genesis focuses on God's covenant and does not provide scientific information. It does not answer our scientific curiosity. Well, Dr. Clauser is right that the Bible should not be viewed as an encyclopedia that provides specific truths on virtually every subject matter. The Bible is not an encyclopedia. It's not a science textbook. It's not a political charter. It's not a psychology manual. God does not intend the Bible to answer all of our questions on every conceivable subject. Dr. Clauser's right about that. However, although the Bible is not an encyclopedia, it does make statements about events. And those statements about events are true. While Scripture reveals God's covenantal purposes, it also describes events that really happened. Genesis 1 gives a brief, majestic account of the Creator's work in the beginning, and it says that God made everything in 6 days. Exodus 20, verse 11 declares, "In 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them." Now, Dr. Clauser views the 6 days of creation as a literary framework, not as a literal sequence of events. This view is held by some contemporary Christians, but it has not been held by most Christians throughout most of history. Belief in 6 actual creation days has been held and continues to be held by many people who are not fundamentalists and do not hold what Dr. Clauser calls the encyclopedic assumption. As president of Christian Leaders College and provost of Christian Leaders Institute, I'm pleased that our students can study with a brilliant Christian philosopher such as Dr. Clauser. I trust that he'll stimulate hard thinking on many important subjects. At the same time, Dr. Clauser's views of Genesis and creation are his own and differ from mine and from other faculty and administration. Studying his views will help to understand the way some Christians think, but his views should not be regarded as the stance of Christian leaders.